From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network all over the Great Lakes State. Being brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, lucky-buck.com, HHA Sports, the leaders in single-pin archery sight technology. Also, our friends at Costa Sunglasses, believe me when I say, and they say, they are the clearest lenses on the planet, as well as our friends at MUCC helping support this show as we help the MUCC as well, MUCC.org. A very great organization helping Michigan hunters and anglers and trappers, having rights and a voice for them throughout the course of their existence since 1937. Very happy to have them on board. And a quick reminder to get on with our friends at Pheasants Forever, Chapter 467. The Ingham County chapter is doing their 52-gun raffle. That's one gun per week. Ticket price is just $52, and they base the winners on the Daily 3 Wednesday drawing. And if your number comes up multiple times, you win multiple times. PF467.org. There is a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and you can find the podcast there as well. But going to talk a little bit about bass fishing here, and there is a championship, the Michigan State Championship, coming to Lake St. Clair on June 28th. But it's all about high school students at this point in time. Mark Ginnert joining us here on the show. How you doing, man? Good to have you back.
Duran, I'm doing great. Thanks, and thanks for having me on. Always appreciate coming on, talking with folks from Michigan.
Oh, well, we appreciate you being here. And there's a tournament coming to Lake St. Clair on the 28th, and it's for high school students. A lot of people don't know that high school fishing is actually a big thing in Michigan.
Yeah, it most certainly is, and it's a big thing growing all over the country, one of the fastest-growing high school sports there is. And we're really excited about the opportunity. The particular event on Lake St. Clair is going to be held with a BFL event, which is a Walmart FLW Tour BFL Series event, and so that'll be on Saturday. The high school event will follow it right up on Sunday using the same tournament trail and tournament directors as they have for the BFL. So great chance for young anglers to get out there and get involved with high school fishing.
Now, how does one become involved in Michigan high school bass fishing anyway? Because, again, not too many people know about it, and maybe this is something that someone listening can get their school involved.
Yeah, it's a real simple process. It all starts at that website, highschoolfishing.org. When you go there, it gives you an opportunity to read through. You can see all the good things that are going on, lots of articles about state championships. There's a place there for contact us, and you can request an electronic packet of information that we'll have back to you usually within 24 hours. And it's got a 9-minute video that kind of walks you through the whole process of getting your school club started and telling you what it's all about. It's got a couple of attachments that tells you how to go through your registration process. And then, obviously, it links you back to me, and I can help you with any questions from there. But that's a simple starting point, highschoolfishing.org, and that's where the bulk of all of our clubs across the United States got their start.
It's really cool because we've got a few anglers from here. My good friend Jonathan Van Dam, of course, the nephew of Kevin Van Dam. We've got from the Michigan area, both very well-known anglers in the BASS Elite Series. Also, Chad Pipkins, my neighbor, is in the Elite Series. And Mark Zona, everybody knows Zona from the TV. The Z-Man is big into bass fishing. And all of them say the same thing about Lake St. Clair, that this is like a haven for big smallmouth bass.
Huh. You're absolutely right. If there was one or two places in the United States that you wanted to go catch a big smallmouth, I'd probably put a pin on the map at Lake St. Clair. Lake Erie would be number two. And then maybe Pickwick Reservoir down in Florence, Alabama. They catch some big ones down there on the Tennessee River chain. Those would be my three top spots. I'm sure there's some places out west that I'm missing, but I grew up in Northeast Ohio, and so Erie and St. Clair were always two spots to go catch them.
Yeah, it's definitely a destination location, and for those people who don't know about it, they're really missing out. But this will take place on June 28th on Lake St. Clair. And how do the young men and women that like to bass fish get involved with this tournament?
Yeah, for this particular tournament, it's real simple. You'll just go to that website, highschoolfishing.org. There's a tab at the top of the page that says tournaments. When you click on that, a drop-down box is going to appear. You're going to click on our 2015 state championships. Scroll down to Michigan, go across the page. There's a big blue button that says register. Click that. You and your partner can sign up. If you're an SAF member already, there's no entry fee. If you're not, it allows you to join our organization and become a member. Then all you need is a boat and a boat captain, and you're ready to go on the 28th.
Now, when you say boat captain, define that for me, would you please?
Yep. Our high school program works very similar to the college program, is that all of our anglers fish as a two-person team. And in each team, we have an adult boat captain in the boat with those two anglers. So there's three people in every boat, two high school age anglers, and an adult boat captain 19 years of age or older. Their responsibility is primarily twofold. Number one is safety. They run the combustion motor, the big motor, 100% of the time during the day. They make all the calls on weather safety and those kind of things, and they do not fish. So they're there just concentrating on escorting those two anglers around. Their other big role for them is that of a mentor. They can give all kinds of advice. They can suggest lures and that sort of thing. They just can't pick up a fishing pole and do any fishing, or they can't tie on lures or anything like that. But integral part of the team, and we're glad we got them on board.
Absolutely. You know, and giving, you know, when you're younger in those situations and you have someone that may be more experienced with the water or being able to read the fish a little bit better, that's really kind of important as a mentoring process for these young people.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, you even look at the professional circuit, and, you know, we're partners with the FLW Outdoors, so if you take a look at when they run an FLW tour event on any of the Great Lakes or any of the big bodies of water, in all actuality, the co-angler, who usually gets the tail end of the fish, he has really a better opportunity to fish than the boater, because the boater's up in the front of that boat. He's trying to hang on to that butt seat, run the trolling motor, get him on the right spot. You know, you're out there in the middle of nowhere, out in the middle of Lake St. Clair or Lake Erie, so it isn't like you're trying to cast to a particular branch or a stump. That co-angler has a great advantage because all he's got to do is fish, and it's the same with these kids. All they need to concentrate on is fishing and catching fish. That boat captain is going to handle the boat, take care of the waves, and that sort of thing.
No, that's important, too. It's kind of like having that guy in the trolling motor when you're walleye fishing the Detroit River. Unfortunately, he's got control of everything, and he's the one doing the better catching. But yep. It's still, you know, a shared experience throughout the whole course.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that team format really helps us because it allows us to pair maybe a younger, a little bit more inexperienced angler with an older student who maybe has a little bit more experience. And we don't care which one of those kids catch that limit of fish. They catch one five-bass limit between the two. You know, it's a team game, so one kid may catch them all. They may split them up and catch three and two or something like that, but it lets everybody feel like they're part of the team.
Speaking with Mark Ginnert here, the big high school bass fishing tournament coming to Lake St. Clair in Harrison Township, Michigan, June 28th. You can pre-register online, highschoolfishing.org. We'll have a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and on our Facebook page as well. We're posting something up while we're doing this show, so it'll be there for you to look at. And this is going to take off at 6 a.m. Is this going to be the big takeoff like you see on the TV?
Oh, absolutely. We do a drive-by boat check with the whole deal. So, actually, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. this weekend. I'm running an event this weekend on the Potomac River. And so what we typically do is we read off their names in their school, just like as a lineup for a basketball game. We have them idle by the end of the dock. You know, we check their safety equipment, their lights, their live wells, their life jackets, and then we have them activate their engine disconnect switch or their kill switch and make sure that properly works. And then we send them out for the day, and then they check right back in at that very spot later in the day for their check-in and weigh-in times.
So take off at 6 a.m. and then return to weigh in at 2 o'clock. So it's not a lot of time to cover such a big body of water. And it's going to help, too, if you've got somebody that's experienced on that body of water.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of humps and spots out there to fish. And those people that know where to get to and get started early are going to have a longer day of fishing.
All right. Mark Ginnert is our guest here on Wild Michigan. We're going to talk more about high school bass fishing and the tournament coming to Lake St. Clair on the 28th of this month. Keep it here. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an hour to time in
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I am Duran Martinez. This segment brought to you by Costa Sunglasses. A link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. We've been using Costa for the past couple of months now. We signed with them, and they are a sponsor of the show. Very happy to have them on here. And the product, I'm not kidding. They have been absolutely phenomenal. Sarah Marie and myself took our Costas over to Ireland, which, of course, what little sun we had, they were great for the fishing. They're polarized lenses, and they do a great job. And, again, very happy to have Costa Sunglasses on board. And the link is on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Speaking with Mark Ginnert, talking about high school fishing. Highschoolfishing.org is the website. The 2015 Michigan State Championship coming up to Lake St. Clair on June 28th. Mark, I'm looking at your list of things to bring. Now, A lot of things, you know, you look at the list. Well, yeah, I knew that. But you know what? Maybe somebody coming to this event may not have thought of bringing things as simple as line cutters and needle nose pliers.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to give our students, we try to produce a fact sheet for each of them. So when you go to that website and you look up the event in Michigan, at the very end of that registration, it'll have a place where you can click and get the details and a fact sheet. And we try to remind them, you know, of those things, especially things like personal flotation devices. You know, we always have them provided a student ID. And just because we want to make sure that we've got students from Michigan fishing in the Michigan State Championships, sometimes on border states, kids want to come across and fish a different state championship. Because the big deal for these kids is that they're going to advance, the top 10% of this field is going to advance onto a regional competition in the fall and then potentially onto the national championship. So we want to make sure we got the right students fishing in the right states. And then we give this list of reminders just to make sure that they know exactly what they have to bring. And, you know, some of the things the kids get excited with, you know, rain suits. You know, heck, I grew up in Northeast Ohio, and it rains as much as it snows there. And so we want to make sure that they've got the proper equipment, because it makes for a long, miserable day when you're out there and you're wet and cold. So we try to provide them a good reminder. And, you know, this typical thing, sunscreen, sunglasses, rods, reels, those kind of things. But those are all things that they need, along with their boat captain and a boat.
Absolutely. The other thing that's promoted, too, is not only the safety and health of the anglers, but of the fish as well.
Yeah, we do a lot of work on the conservation side of things. First of all, it almost all of our registrations, at least the ones we run off our big weigh-in trailers, we have an AIS awareness, Aquatic Invasive Species Awareness Program, where we'll have our anglers, when they register, read a document about cleaning, draining, and drying your boats. They have to sign it that they've read it. Then we have them tear off the coupon at the bottom, put it in the hopper, and we give away a very nice pair of fishing life jackets. And that's just one segment of the things that we do to try to make them aware of all the things that are going on. We also have about a 98% live release rate, and so we talk to them a lot about live well care, water temperatures, you know, dissolved oxygen and those kind of things, because the more they learn, the better they'll take care of their fish, and that's the most important resource we have in this business.
Mark Ginnert is our guest here on Wild Michigan. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up the podcast there absolutely free. Listen to us anytime if you can't catch us on one of our great affiliates here on the Michigan Talk Network. We really do encourage a lot of catch and release. I guess I've been doing it longer than I thought, you know, because I like to fish, and end process is, to me, a lot of times, depending on what the species is to release, because I'll be honest, and my friends laugh at me, I hate cleaning fish. Absolutely don't lie. It's tedious, especially when it comes to bluegills and the like, and I know a lot of our radios are probably clicking off because I don't want to clean bluegill all day. But again, the health of the fish is very important, and I'm very happy to see that these measures are taken to ensure that these fish are taken care of in the process.
Yeah, that, and if there's one piece of advice I have to give any angler, that water temperature in that live well is probably the most important thing. Now, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you can use deionized salt and add that to it. You can add, you know, things like, you know, catch and release and rejuvenate and those products. And I think all those products have their place and they all do well. But that water temperature, trying to keep that temperature about 5 to 7 degrees cooler than the surface temperature of the water, that's one of the keys. Because what we try to instill in kids is once water gets above 75 degrees, it starts to lose its ability to absorb oxygen. So keeping it kind of cool down a little bit and giving those fish a little breath of fresh air is a very important part of the game for us.
How do you? That's a good question that I have now. At least a topic. Anyway, is how do you maintain a lower water temp in that live well?
Yeah, there's a couple methods. The old-fashioned method is, of course, just to add some ice to it. And we try to remind them that when you're going to add ice, you'd be very careful if you're buying ice from a store because it may be made from chlorinated water. So a great way to do that is just take your frozen water bottles, you know, your water bottles that you use to drink out of, fill them with water, freeze them, make them rock hard, drop, you know, have a supply of those in your boat, and then just keep dropping them periodically in your live well to keep it cool down. Always have a thermometer in there to try to make sure you have an idea what it is. And then some of the newer boats, for example, we're, you know, our big sponsor is Ranger. Ranger's got a product called Cool Well that they'll install as a factory option, and it basically puts a heat exchanger in your cooler where you put your sandwiches and your ice. And what it does is, when you pack your cooler with sandwiches and ice, it takes that water from the live well, circulates it through a heat exchanger that's sitting in that cooler, and then returns it to the water. It has a thermostat on it that turns it on and off when it needs it. It's a terrific product. And again, it can be installed as a factory option on a Ranger bass boat.
Mark Ginnard is our guest here. Highschoolfishing.org is the website. Now let's put a hypothetical situation in play. Say we have our winner from Michigan and off to the Nationals they go. Will it be a direct national championship that they'll be off to?
No, they go right from the state championship. They'll go to a regional championship. In fact, they'll go to the Central Conference Regional Championship. That event will be September 12th, and that'll be at Lake Carlisle, Illinois. From there, 10% of that field will advance on to the national championship next spring. We held this year's national championship at Grand Lake, Oklahoma, and a team from Vandy High School in North Carolina won that, and the two anglers won a $10,000 scholarship to the school of their choice. So it's a pretty big prize at the end of the rainbow.
It is, and you know, it could lead to a lot of things, too. I mean, I have been very fortunate to attend the past couple of Bassmaster Classics working with a company, but you know, it's a grand event that I had no idea it was as big as it is. And for those of you who have never attended a classic with the weigh-in, it's like the WWE meets bass fishing. You know, all the flash and flare, but there's bass fishing involved.
Well, that's absolutely right. And this year at our national championship was also our Bass Federation Adult National Championships. We had them both in the same place. We took 10 teams to qualify from five different regions across the country. We had 10 teams qualify. We put them in matching Ranger Z520 brand spanking new boats for a two-day tournament. On the second day, we took the top five, and we weighed them in live at the FLW Tour event, Beaver Lake, Arkansas. So they weighed in live in front of 6,000 or 7,000 people right before the Pro Tour weigh-in. Great experience for those kids, great exposure for high school fishing, and just couldn't have went any better than that. And we're looking forward to putting together something very, very similar for 2016.
Well, it'll be good to know if we can get a Michigan person in there. If not, it's going to be a great event, June 28th in Lake St. Clair, High School Fishing Student Angler Federation. Mark Ginnard, appreciate you joining us here, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, Duran, and always a pleasure to come on and chat with you and the folks in Michigan, and we're here to help any way we can. So if anybody's interested in high school fishing, just have me either email me, mark@bassfederation.com, or check out that website, highschoolfishing.org.
All right, we'll have those links on our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
This is Owen O'Hagan of ClareBirchley.ie inviting you to fish County Clare, Ireland. Now back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan, Duran Martinez. Thanks to Mark Ginnard talking about high school bass fishing in the first segments of the show. This segment being brought to you, of course, by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, lucky-buck.com. To find out where you can and cannot use Lucky Buck is their website. They're great about doing that stuff. Of course, in Michigan, we've got a ban on any kind of feeding and baiting and the like in three counties in Michigan. But if you want that information, lucky-buck.com has that where you can and cannot use. That's one of the many benefits of Lucky Buck, not to mention the antler growth and all the benefits for the deer. But we're going to switch gears and talk a little bit about walleye fishing on Lake Erie. My good friend Chuck Mason. Dude, okay, I'm going to say this because Facebook is a tool for like one of three things, and only three things. One, to express your political views, which nobody cares about. Two, to show the world what a great life you have. Three, to really show the world what a great life you have through fishing. And I've been watching your Facebook posts. And it's, look, man, fishing ad nauseum. You are going nuts with the walleye this year. What is happening down in Lake Erie?
It's Lake Erie. It's the walleye capital of the world. And it really is. I mean, whether it's in Ohio or Michigan, Canada, I mean, we just have the best walleye fishery. And you can chase them. You saw what we were catching through the ice. Mm-hmm. It hasn't slowed down. If you want to get fish to put in a freezer, Michigan waters are fantastic. If you want to go and try to get a trophy yet, you're fishing down by Cleveland right now. I'm still getting 7-8 pounders out of Port of Clinton. The Detroit River was on fire again this year. People are getting 10-13 pounders out of the river. Great fishing. And right now, in my opinion, is the best fishing of all because the mayflies are starting to hatch.
You know, it's fun. I've been watching. I've been watching what you're doing here on the show. It's been look. We know that the fishing in the Detroit River at Lake Erie has been phenomenal. But you know, and you have your classes. You have your classes that some do better than others. But we are riding this wave on Detroit River, Lake Erie, and Saginaw Bay right now, that it really scares me. That I'm worried about, you know, when is this all going to come crashing? Because waves eventually have to crash. But I'm not trying to jinx it. But how are you going after these fish right now while you are riding this wave of eternal walleye?
Well, right now I'm trolling crawler harnesses. Particularly on this last trip, it's not always the case, but on the last trip when we limited out, we were targeting the bottom 4 or 5 feet of the water column. As the mayflies are coming out of the mud and the walleyes, you're just on a feeding frenzy. And, you know, you and I have talked about this before. I hate that term, matching the hatch.
Sure.
But it works. Darn it, it works. I'm using old Northland Golden Shiner blades because it looks coppery, it looks golden, it mm-hmm. looks an old company from Michigan called Fishlander came out with a Confusion copper blade. That blade has been the best for like 10 years, and I'm using blades out of Green Bay from Big Eye Custom Lures, the Halloween, which is gold on copper with a little orange stripe. Anything that's going to match that mayfly has just been putting fish in the boat. Slow trolling crawler harnesses, 1.3 to 1.5 tops. I'm running Bass Pro weights, which I've had really good luck with. There's not much with dive chart when it comes to trolling with lead.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what kind you're using and everything. And these just cut the water so nicely. There's not much guesswork. If I'm fishing, I want to target fish at 20, I let out 24 feet, and I'm pretty much right where I want to be, right on top of that 20-foot level, buzzing right over their heads. So they're coming up. Most fish see up, they don't see down, so you got to target just above them to get their interest.
Speaking with Chuck Mason here on Wild Michigan. Chuck, you use some different equipment. I'm looking at this orange cone-shaped, I want to say, are you trailing your crawler harnesses behind this? Because it almost looks like a planer board, but yet it doesn't at the same time.
Yeah, it's a new product from Church Tackle, which is also from Michigan, and it's called the TX007 Stern Planer, and it's an orange-shaped cone. I use them in combination with my walleye boards or earlier in the year when I'm running cranks, I'll use them with my TX-22s. And what that does is I still get my fish out to the side of the boat, but but I can let out 150, 200 feet of line behind after I attach that stern planer. And what that does is it lets me actually target the fish I'm seeing on the graph. So if you got a graph and you're seeing fish 22, 23 feet down and 26 feet of water, you can let that out and actually hit the fish that you're seeing on your graph instead of worrying about what's out on the wings.
So it's really kind of an advantage that you're using this type of tackle, this type of planer board, or what exactly is it called? Because it's a cone. To me, it's a cone.
Yeah, it's a stern planer because you run them off your stern, off the back end of your boat.
Sure.
Yep, and it's another effective tool that Church Tackle has come out with, and it puts the same amount or more fish in the box than the sideboards do.
And from what I've seen, it's been used to such great success in the areas where you're fishing. And if you don't mind divulging that information, where has that been? Because I'll let you be the guy to out everybody, as you know, out to everybody where you're fishing, not me.
Of course, you have to stay above the fray.
Yes,
my home port is Monroe, so if in the spring, I'm fishing out of Bulls Harbor. This time of the year, from mid-May on, I'm fishing out of Breast Bay. And right now, I'm just targeting that state line because the water is warm enough. We're talking 70, 72 degrees right now. It's not super hot, and they haven't all left yet for deep, like 28 feet of water. But I'm just, depending on where the wind takes me, because I usually drift with the wind. It's just easier to control the boat. And I don't mean drift with the wind. I'm talking about drifting under power at that flow of a speed. But I'm targeting the state line right now, and that's going to be 25, 27 feet of water. Our water levels are up again this year, global warming.
Sure, yeah, right.
And so if I got a wind out of the north, I'm starting off Stony Point and heading back toward the River Raisin Channel. If I've got an east wind, which... back in the day, there were two things that were almost golden rules on Lake Erie. You didn't catch fish during the mayfly hatch, and east winds were always bad. No.
Yeah, well, I've heard those things, too, and apparently both lies.
Yeah, well, wives' tales.
Well, wives' tales, hey, global warming. So we're speaking with Chuck Mason here on the Wild of Michigan. We're going to talk more with Chuck here in a couple of seconds. So, Chuck, hold the line. We're going to talk more about what you got planned for the summer, since the spring has been so damn good and summer is right around the corner. Father's Day weekend, next weekend here. Or is it this? No, wait, it's this weekend. Boy, I don't even know what day it is anymore. Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you out there. And we're going to talk more with Chuck Mason here in a little bit, find out what he's got coming up for the summer, how he's going to change his tactics around. It is Father's Day weekend in all over the great country. And thanks to my dad for giving me the opportunity to learn to hunt and fish. And the patience of a saint. I say in jest that actually took the time to take my brother and I out hunting and fishing. It is Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Well, I'm going down to the swamp. Don't watch me hound dog, but you can.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez on the Michigan Talk Network, brought to you in part by HHA Sports, the top in the business, in the industry. And this is voted by the industry itself and by you, the user of single pin archery sites. Number one, man, HHASports.com, a link on our website. And we are using the optimizer, Kingpin Light. Great, great site, man. Adjustable and deadly accurate for our bows. Still talking about fishing with Chuck Mason, talking about walleye fishing. Fishing Michigan is where you can find him on the Facebook. And Chuck is all over the place, and he's been showing, teasing the world of his catches and lots of walleye this year. And now that we've got spring is like days away from being done, we're now coming into summer. I'm not sure what the future holds for weather-wise because we've had so much rain, but yet the fish are still biting. Because normally that's been here's wives' tale again, where you know we've had a lot of problems with rain and people just don't go fishing or whatever else. But it's like a light switch has been turned on with these fish.
Well, I think the wind has had a lot to do with it because as muddy as it's been, and if you live in this area in southeast Michigan, if you ever drove by, and it doesn't matter if it's Manchester all the way down to Lake Erie, the River Raisin is just mud. It is dark brown. And the water is just pumping out into the lake, but we've had that east wind on quite a few days where it's holding it in, and you get out to that 24 or 25 feet of water, and you're fishing blue, just crystal clear water. And there's several layers. There's some mud lines that are really obvious. But we've been staying out of the weeds. I've heard reports last week about weeds being a problem. Barely had any on, barely had any cottonwood fuzz on our lines. And going back to those Bass Pro weights, they stop a lot of that right there before it gets to your crawler harness. And any weight will do that. A bottom bouncer will do it. But it helps keep your lines clear.
Now, how are you looking to change things up come summertime? Right now you're running crawler harnesses. Are you gonna do things much different? I mean, granted, if it's working, you don't change it, but are there specific tactics you use for summer versus the spring bite?
Well, there's a couple different things you can do. You can go the spoon route, and I've got them. I don't use them very often, but I catch fish on them. Spoons like Silver Streak, a little two and a quarter inch spoons that are famous for walleye. You can go with the hot and tots. It's still just a huge thing. Wiggle warts, the old storm lures, the new storm lures, they all work. But mostly what I'll be doing is just increasing my speed a little bit and keep running the crawler harnesses. And what I'll end up doing is I'll start switching out of this copper that we're running a lot right now, and I'll go into a lot of blues, some whites. You know, it's not real, real popular, but I'll start breaking out a few silver blades this time of the year. And I'll be imitating, again, matching the hatch, I know. But late June or early July, we start having that minnow hatch. And you'll just see clouds of shiners out on Lake Erie. And I've seen them before where they've been porpoising in front of my boards just like I was watching dolphins or something.
Sure.
And you got to match it. Bright blues, bright greens, the antifreeze blades to a certain extent. But I'll go from 1.3, 1.5 to 1.5, 1.7,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll top off about there. And then mid-July or so, take a little break. August, do the cabin thing up in the UP, and then come back in last part of August, end of September. It'll be nothing but perch fishing. Got my niece some new St. Croix this year. Take her out on the boat. She'll let her catch some perch. 7 years old, and the kid's already using a spinning reel. You know, Uncle Chuck was not doing Scooby-Doo with the kid, you know?
Yeah, Uncle Chuck's got a few advances that a lot of other folks don't have to.
Well,
it's all about being connected.
Okay, here's my philosophy on that. Why take a child fishing with Scooby-Doo, Barbie, and the reels are made out of plastic, something breaks down, and the kid has nothing. You know, get her into an ugly stick. I don't care.
Sure.
Something that's not going to break. But if you want something with sensitivity and the kid can actually feel the fish like we're going to be doing when we're perch fishing, St. Croix, a good graphite rod, you know, and a decent reel.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little Daiwa reel. Throw a name out there.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's we do that around here occasionally.
Okay.
You know, we have.
But, you know, it won't break on her. She'll have that much more of a trip. She'll enjoy it. She'll want to go out again. And first fish you ever caught was a 4.5-pound smallmouth up at the cabin. You know, drifting a little slip bobber. I hook it for her. I give her the rod and reel. It's jumping out of the water. She's giggling. The kid is hooked on fishing. She told me and my brother, Uncle Chuck, Dad, no more little fish, meaning bluegill.
Sure.
I want big fish. So I've got a fishing buddy for life, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah, I made the I've gone that route with my daughter when she was little with a you know, the Barbie pole at my dad's pond where he's got rather large fish, and it was a 22-inch catfish on the end of that Barbie pole. Oh. And it believe me, it was a workout, but we finessed it in, and all was good from there.
You got her hooked. She'll be fished the rest of her life.
Absolutely. But yeah, getting kids involved, and you know, a lot of things that we talked about in the past too is to, when they're done, to not try and force it upon them anymore, because then they will get burned out, and
right.
You know, and then it won't be fun anymore. And, you know, just kind of let them do their thing. You know, if you've got the means to let them run around the area, let them run around.
Yeah, by all means, especially around the cabin. We're just south of Munising, and we've got 10, 15 lakes that hold everything from muskie, big pike. We're fortunate to have both largemouth and smallmouth in the area. Some excellent pan fishing lakes. You know, we just got a little 5-6 acre lake with three other cabins on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's spring fed and it feeds the Indian River once it goes through like four other lakes.
Sure.
And we never know what we're going to catch. We've got this little creek we all call the split, and we've caught anywhere from brown trout that was 33 inches to walleye, which came, I think my uncle planted them. But brook trout. You never know what you're going to get.
Sure. No, that it's you know, again, it keeps kids in the outdoors, and that's our whole the whole reason for what I do a lot of times too is to get people involved in the outdoors and just to enjoy what goes on as much as what we do. And you know, I'll be honest, there are times like this week in particular that I have a difficult time even thinking about fishing or anything else, because we talk about it so much, it almost becomes not fun. And it really puts into question a lot of things I do. But, you know, when we talk to people like you that are helping people out there, well, you know what? Then maybe we are helping somebody, and maybe it is a good idea that we continue to do this.
You know, I'll never give out my waypoints.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you where I'm at. I'll tell you what I'm doing. And it's all about getting people back out into the water, or on the water, into the woods. You know, I used to teach high school. Hated it. Kids, I thought I was a rough kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in a classroom now where people want to be in class.
Sure.
You know, they come to seminars when I go to Bass Pro or Frank's Great Outdoors or Cabela's here in Dundee. And people come in because they want to learn. And that's the best thing. Getting people out there and making sure, and like you were just saying with the kids, it's all about being successful and doing it again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So, by all means, let's go fishing.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining us here. Chuck Mason. Give the website, Chuck. Give your blog spot that we can find you.
www.blogsmonroe.com. Fishing Michigan.
All right, blogsmonroe.com, finding fish in Michigan. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate your expertise, and I know we'll be watching much of your success here on the Facebook.
All right, take care, man.
All right, man, have a good one. Chuck Mason joining us here on the Michigan Talk Network. Wild Michigan, so glad to have you along. WildMichiganRadio.com, find all our great sponsors, all our friends, all there in one place, and pick up the podcast as well here on the Michigan Talk Network.